beneath the trees. Yeah, half expecting knuckles now to bring me to mine. Ist das schön. Ballpark Music mit She Only Loves Me When I'm There auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Ich hatte es vorhin schon gesagt, heute Abend spielt die Band aus Brisbane in der Kantine am Berghain und jetzt sind die Herrschaften bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über Pläne für den Nachfolger der Pudding Head Platte, die ja 2014 schon erschienen war. Wir finden heraus, ob man wieder selbst produzieren möchte. Wir sprechen über die Szene in Brisbane, über lange Songtitel und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es Hello and Welcome Sam Cromack und Dean and Daniel Hansen.
Hello.
How are you doing today? Everything's all right?
Yeah, very good.
Cool. Where are you coming from today? Did you play a show yesterday?
No, we got here yesterday. We came from Hanover.
Oh.
So we arrived yesterday and we got drunk last night, which was great. Just spent, you know, a good night in Berlin.
Yeah.
Awesome little bar.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Which part of town has that bar been?
I was near here.
Okay.
Yeah. Walking distance from here.
That's good.
It's cool. Had a little piano in there. Well, it was a regular size piano.
A small piano.
Yeah. But our keys player, Paul, got on and sort of battled some other local piano players. It was fun.
Oh, that really sounds like fun. Yeah.
There was a guy in there playing System of a Down covers on piano.
Yeah, what? Like
classical piano.
Okay. And how did Paul react? What did he play?
Oh, he played like some Fats Domino or something like that.
It was like boogie woogie piano.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Bit. Wow, that really sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was.
That's a good thing for a band to do. Just jump into a bar, find a piano, and jam along and beat the locals.
Yeah. Well, he practiced for ages to be able to ask, like, may I please have a go of the piano in German, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's cool, too. So he's like, darf ich bitte mal Klavier spielen?
Yeah, that's the one.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I remember loads of when I was touring with my old school band back then, we were always looking for the hotel piano because that's a nice spot, too. Then you have to play the more subtle tunes, right?
Yeah.
And just hang there and
love
pretend.
Is in the air.
Yeah, and pretend as if you were the hotel pianist. That's a cool thing, too. And one guitarist of mine, he actually made some money with that because he put up a jar and people were throwing money into it. And we would just leave it, and hours later, we'd be like, oh, you're still playing, still making money.
Your shout.
Yeah. You last visited us in November 2014. How have things been since then? Because Pudding Head was released even earlier in March, April, May 2014. I don't remember exactly, but around that time. So are you currently working on new material, or have you already booked a studio maybe, or like an old shack like last time?
Yeah, well, maybe this time we'll get a fancy shack.
We love shack.
Yeah, we pretty much just done a ton of shows.
Mm-hmm.
We did another European tour since we saw you, and then we also went to America for South by Southwest.
Wow.
And we did more touring in Australia, so that's kept us kind of busy. We've done a little bit of writing on and off. But yeah, I say after this tour, we'll be getting stuck back into it. And we've been working on a few bits and pieces. We're playing one new song on this tour.
Ah,
so yeah, it doesn't have a name or anything, but we just...
It's awesome, though.
And the notes change every night, but it's our new song.
That's right, yeah.
We sell it as our new song.
Yeah.
Oh, and do you have plans to produce your own record again? Because I know that the third record, Pudding Head, was the first record that you've produced on your own. You went into that shack for months and months and months.
Yeah, well, the goal at this stage is hopefully to get our hands on this studio in Brisbane that a friend of ours has had for years, and he's moving away to Melbourne. So we're hoping to take that studio, in which case, we'd be in there producing ourselves again. But we just have to see if we can make that happen. Otherwise, we'll kind of be back to square one. I don't know.
Might build something in my backyard.
But I really think the result of you producing your own record is totally nice. It's a super sounding record. But I can imagine that it must have been hard work to get there, because working on one record for 6 months, 5 days a week, from morning till evening, that can basically break a band as well, right? After like 5 months, you'd be like, Sam, I don't want to be in a band with you anymore.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that when you produce your own records, that you do get the result that you want mostly, but the saddest part is by the time it's done, because you've had such a heavy involvement in its creation that like it's harder to enjoy it. Not because it's crap, just because you've listened to it to death and you have zero perspective.
You're overdosed on that drug already, right? Yeah.
I think that there are things that we would definitely do differently, but I do think that the goal is to produce our next record by ourselves again. In a fresher kind of new way.
Yeah. Another thing that you did for the first time in the last album was recording with layers and a computer to organize and edit all the layers that you've recorded. Is that maybe something that you want to change back again? Because I know that your live energy is something that is really important to you and to your audience as well. So
We've actually been talking about that. I think we may, in some capacity, take a step back to because you're right.
Are you reading our minds?
Yeah,
come on.
that's why my pupils are turning all the time.
And your head's going right around.
So before I do a little more mind reading, let's listen to another song of yours. Okay. Ballpark Music here with Cocaine Lion. We've been thinking about the title of that song for ages. Maybe you can explain a little bit, but you don't have to. Ballpark Music mit Cocaine Lion. Heute Abend spielt die Band, die über Kokainlöwen singt, nochmal in der Kantine am Berghain. Drei von fünf Herrschaften sind immer noch bei mir im Studio, und zwar Sam Cromack, der Sänger, und Dean und Daniel Hansen. Jennifer und Paul sind laden. They're putting the equipment into the cantina. Or what's their job today?
Hopefully.
Are you listening? Are you lifting something heavy right now?
I think Jen is checking that Netflix works in Germany.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. There's a German version of Netflix, which doesn't have the biggest
shows.
There's not too many movies on there. If you check Netflix Australia or Canada or the US, there's more material on there.
Yeah.
And less trashy material, I would say. But let her check it out herself. Maybe she likes it. So I've read about plans for a solo record as well, Sam. Why? When? How?
Well, it comes out tomorrow. So
no.
I guess my plans came to fruition.
No.
Yeah.
It's coming out tomorrow?
Yeah.
In Australia?
Yeah, just Australia.
Okay. And will you put it out digitally as well so we can get some of the stuff?
Yeah, I think there's that TuneCore thing. Have you ever heard of that? It's just like you can make your album available digitally all around the world, and you don't need a label or anything.
Okay, and you've done all the stuff on your own for that album? Recorded everything on
pretty
your own?
Much. And I have a few friends, mainly drummers, who like played on some songs. Like Daniel played on a couple of songs.
Okay, cool.
And some other friends who are drummers played on some songs, and then I basically did the rest.
Okay, cool. And how did that come up? Did you have songs the other guys in Ballpark Music hate it, or are you just in love with drummers that the other people don't like in your band?
We just said, can you take these somewhere else? These songs are terrible. So. Yeah.
So it's just they're all terrible songs.
I love terrible songs, so I'm gonna look for that. Damn it, you put it out as Sam Cromack, or?
It's called My Own Pet Radio.
My Own Pet Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. My Own Pet Radio, danach unbedingt mal gucken im Internet. Das ist das Soloprojekt von Sam Cromack, dem Sänger von Ballpark Music. Und da kommt morgen wohl schon was raus. So tonight's show, you're gonna play one new song. One new song that's changing all the time.
Yeah. The song doesn't change too much. Just
has no name.
Yeah.
It's just
lost in the world.
Yeah, but maybe that's going to change tonight. Maybe you play the song tonight on the Berlin stage. You'd be like, we got to call the song Cantina.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
We could have a vote, like an online vote. Let's put it up on Facebook and people can suggest. And then
super modern way.
Yeah.
of finding names for your songs. But, I mean, Cantina would be way too short for a Ballpark Music title, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It should be called
minimum of 10 words.
Yeah. The night we played at Cantina in Berlin in 2015, and it was great.
That's a good title. Okay, let's write that down. Put it on a T-shirt. Yeah. I want to buy one of these. Heute Abend spielen sie in der Kantine am Berghain Ballpark Music aus Brisbane in Australia. Und wer da hingehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Mein Kollege Marc Augustat wartet am Empfangsgerät für euch. Küsschen. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruft uns an unter Berlin 2000 9000 Ballpark Music heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Hier zum Abschluss ihr Stückchen Trip in the Light. Fantastic. Thank you boys for visiting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Say hi to the others and we'll meet again. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.
Bye.